Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, the captain has turned on the fasten seatbelt sign. If you haven't already done so, please make sure the volume of this podcast is set perfectly to your listening enjoyment. Please take your seat, whether that's on the treadmill, car, sofa, or bed, and buckle in for the last trip. My name is Jamie Beebe, and I'll be your tour guide, recreating someone's last days in paradise. On behalf of myself and everyone behind the scenes, please enjoy the Last Trip podcast. And because nobody likes a long flight to get to where they want to be, let's prepare for takeoff. Daryl Fornatora and his friend Matt Rigby left Florida for a week-long surfing trip in the Dominican Republic. The pair arrived on January 25th, 2016. But just 2 days later, Daryl vanished. The next day, Matt left the island and went home, taking Daryl's belongings with him. He didn't contact anyone, not the embassy, not the local police, and no family members, until the day after he arrived home and finally called Daryl's parents to tell them the devastating news. There were very few clues in this case, but as they came out, the mystery only deepened. What happened to Daryl Fornatora? People visit the Dominican Republic for a variety of reasons. The stunning beaches, the all-inclusive resorts, the culture, the history, the adventures, and the nightlife. Daryl was headed there for surfing. And surfing in the Dominican has become increasingly popular because of the warm waters, consistent waves, and beautiful surf spots. Playa Encuentro and Cabaret, where Daryl surfed, is the most famous surf spot in the Dominican and one of the most consistent surf breaks in the Caribbean. It's known for its year-round waves and beautiful scenery. There's a beach break and a reef break there, making it suitable for all levels, with different sections offering waves for beginners, intermediate, and advanced surfers. Cabaret has become the hub of surfing culture in the DR. The town is filled with surf shops, surf camps, and hostels catering to surfers. In fact, they even have a well-known surfing competition called Encuentro Surf Classic, which attracts locals and international surfers to the area. But Cabaret is so much more than just surfing. It's a vibrant beach town located in the northern coast of the Dominican, known for the laid-back atmosphere, beauty, and beaches. Just a few minutes from Cabaret Beach is Kite Beach, one of the world's premier spots for kiteboarding. The beach is lined with kiteboarding schools, and the skies are often filled with colorful kites, especially in the afternoons when the winds pick up. The nearby 27 waterfalls of Damahagua is a popular day trip from Cabaret. It's a site composed of 27 natural waterfalls formed by the Damahagua River, with the waterfalls varying in height and size, some being just a few meters tall and others reaching over 40 feet. And each waterfall creates a clear, refreshing pool at its base, which is perfect for swimming or relaxing after a hike or climb. If you go, make sure you go with a local guide who can help with safety and navigating those jumps and slides. The town is also close to several beautiful hiking trails and caves, including the El Chaco National Park, which has stunning lagoons, limestone caves, and lots of wildlife. Now, if you're looking for nightlife, you'll find it in Cabaret. The main strip along the beach is lined with restaurants and bars offering a variety of cuisines, from traditional Dominican fare to international dishes. Popular restaurants like La Casita de Papi are known for their seafood, while others offer pizzas, pastas, and fusion menus. At night, the beach bars host live music, DJs, and parties. LAX Ojo, Ono's Bar, and Voy Voy are just a few of the popular spots. And there's a wide variety of accommodations for every pocketbook and cabaret. While it's not known for large, all-inclusive resorts, there are still high-end options, like boutique hotels that offer personalized service and direct beach access. But if you're like me and need something more budget-friendly, you can go with a surf camp or hostel. They're a lot more affordable, and it's a great way to meet people if you're traveling solo. Beyond the basic tourist info, the Dominican is a rather superstitious place. There's a superstition where people believe that someone can give you bad luck or evil eye by touching your hair without permission, because it's a way of transmitting negative energy. Sticking with hair, it's also a widespread belief that cutting a baby's hair at an early age will ensure that it grows back thicker and healthier. In some rural parts of the Dominican, it's common during social gatherings to drink rum straight from the bottle using a straw and passing the bottle around among friends. This communal drinking might catch visitors off guard, but it emphasizes togetherness and friendship. Some laws in the Dominican are also a little different than what you might be used to. They have strict defamation and libel laws. So defaming someone, even if they are a public figure, can result in criminal charges, fines, and imprisonment. These laws apply not only to traditional media, but also to social media platforms, making it illegal to spread false information or make damaging statements about someone online. And randomly, it's illegal to drive without a shirt on. This goes for both men and women, and violators can be fined by traffic authorities. You must carry identification at all times, preferably a copy of your passport, because local authorities can ask for it during random checks. Tourists are prohibited from wearing camouflage clothing or accessories. Alcohol cannot be purchased in stores or served in bars or restaurants after midnight on weekdays and after 2 a.m. on weekends. And there are very strict anti-drug laws. If you're caught with drugs, even small amounts of marijuana, it can lead to serious legal consequences. Overall, the Dominican is a gorgeous place to visit, but there is some concern for crime, which we'll get to a little later in this episode. Let's get to know Daryl Fornatura, his trip to the Dominican, and how everything went so wrong, after a word from our sponsors.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Daryl was always close to his parents, Nancy and Gil, and he had a special bond with his sister, Christina. He grew up in Palm Beach County, Florida, and graduated with a communications degree from Florida Atlantic University. He was a reggae music lover who grew up playing lacrosse, and when he was younger, he spent winters teaching in ski resorts, but eventually moved back to Florida to be close to his family. Most of his professional life was spent teaching tennis, including stints at Addison Reserve Country Club in Boca Raton and North Palm Beach Country Club before joining the Lake Park Tennis Center, where he was working when he took his vacation to the Dominican. Daryl loved his job. And he often said he had the best clients ever, especially proud of his young players and the improvements they made over time, not only with playing, but with the psychology of the sport. He loved everything about tennis and teaching, even getting certified by the United States Tennis Association. Surfing was Daryl's other love. He surfed any chance he had and traveled the world on surfing trips. This trip to the Dominican should have been just another adventure for him, until things went so very wrong. Daryl was enjoying his bachelor lifestyle, with friends saying that women, surf, and food were what made him tick. He enjoyed Sunday dinners with his parents and always watched all the sporting events of the seasons with them. This 7-day surfing vacation to the Dominican was his Christmas present to himself. And when he invited his friend Matthew Rigby, it was an automatic yes. The two had been best friends for about 5 years and had gone on numerous surfing trips before. Matt even knew Daryl's family, and they had all previously been to Thanksgiving dinner at his parents' house. This fun vacation should have been just like the others they'd gone on. A little surfing and fun in the sun. So how did things turn into a disastrous mystery? What happened to Daryl Fornatura? And does someone know more than they've said? Let's dive in after this.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
When Daryl and Matt landed in Puerto Plata, Dominican Republic, on January 25th, 2016, they picked up their rental car and checked into the villa they rented near the coastal town of Cabarete. On Tuesday, January 26th, they woke up and surfed for about 5 hours. And Daryl kept in close contact with his parents on his trips. And at about 6:30 that evening, he sent them a text saying everything was fine, that he spent plenty of time in the water that day and was exhausted. He said the surf was great and told his mom he loved her. And that was the last time anyone in his family ever heard from him. He had fish tacos at his favorite restaurant, Gorditos, with the owner remembering him and later saying Daryl seemed totally normal, with no unusual behavior. On Wednesday, January 26th, Matt and Daryl again went surfing in the morning, hitting 2 different surf spots. Matt had rented a surfboard from a man named Gaspar, who worked at Ali's surf camp. And after surfing in the morning, Gaspar and Daryl went to the town of Sosua, which is about 9 miles west of Cabarete. But this town is known to be a very dangerous place for tourists and outside people. Gaspar later said they went so he could show Daryl another surf spot. When Daryl returned from Sosua, he woke Matt up from a nap, and Matt said he appeared really nervous and paranoid, blurting out, "We have to leave the country right away. This is a setup. I messed up, and they know where we live." Daryl then packed up his belongings, and he and Matt went to the town of Cabarete, stopping in a surf shop at about 3 p.m. Matt went inside, but Daryl stayed outside. He told a woman walking by that he was in danger and needed help. Then he left her with his contact info just in case anything happened to him. Matt said when he came out of the surf shop, Daryl had vanished. The surf shop was along the beach, and there are a series of cameras all along the street and in several different shops. But according to authorities, none of the cameras were working at that time, although there is no explanation as to why. And when Matt couldn't find Daryl, he sent him several emails telling him he was being paranoid, asking where he was, and letting him know his whereabouts so Daryl could join up once he checked his emails. The interesting thing about this is that the days before, the two were using texting and WhatsApp to communicate, and now Matt switched to emailing. The next morning, Thursday, January 28th, Matt suddenly decided to cut his trip short and changed his flight to leave later that day, even though Daryl was still missing. He packed up his and Daryl's things, including Daryl's surfboard, computer, GoPro, and clothing. He then dropped the rental car off and went to the airport to catch his flight. He sent more emails to Daryl, letting him know he was leaving the villa, where he left the key in case Daryl came back, and that he was already at the airport. On the morning of Friday, January 29th, Matt tried to get himself into Daryl's office at the tennis club, telling people who questioned it that he needed to find the phone number for his parents. The thing is, Matt knew Daryl's parents and knew where they lived. He could have gone over to their house or just Googled their number. Regardless, he called them at about 9 a.m. January 29th and finally told them Daryl was missing. They were obviously shocked and upset that this was the first time they were hearing about this, and even more surprised when they learned that Matt hadn't contacted the authorities and left the day after Daryl disappeared, cutting his trip short for no apparent reason. Daryl's parents immediately called the embassy in Santo Domingo and reported him missing. Then, in another strange turn of events, Matt and his wife flew back to the Dominican on Saturday, January 30th. Presumably to talk to the authorities about the case and search for Daryl. But before he went back, Matt contacted a man named Leon Altar, who works with the Dominican Crime Stoppers, and then he brought him $5,000 in cash to get him to help look for Daryl. When January 31st arrived, there was hope that Daryl would be at the airport for his scheduled flight home, but he never showed. So instead of flying home for dinner with his parents, they posted a reward for his safe return. The next day, February 1st, Matt and his wife flew home with no further information on Daryl's whereabouts. Getting involved, Leon Altar told the media that he believed Daryl was still alive and that his disappearance had nothing to do with criminal activity. They used dogs to search the island for any clues as they waited for GPS coordinates from Daryl's phone, which was missing with him. Both the FBI and the State Department got involved in the search. Divers, helicopters, and planes searched the coast looking for Daryl, but they ruled out drowning because he was an experienced swimmer and he wasn't in the water when he went missing. On February 3rd, Daryl's sister and her husband arrived on the island to help with the search. The police were pulling together volunteers and asking people to come to the Cabaret police station that day at 5 p.m. to coordinate a distribution of missing person posters throughout the island. But not a single clue was found. And as missing person posters were going up, they were also being taken down. The Dominican thrives on tourism, and a missing American is not a good look for business. On February 9th, Leon Altar updated everyone on the case through a Facebook post, writing that all the airports and ports reported that Daryl had not left the country. They contacted all hospitals and private clinics in most of the country, and that came back negative as well. They followed every lead they had, also with no results. The team had been working for 11 days and came up with no viable leads. Then there was some hope when a photo of a man was posted on social media, and it looked just like Daryl. His mother said, "You'd think it was a twin, that this was a twin. The type of shorts he would wear, the shirt he would wear, his legs looked like his feet. We focused on his hands and feet a lot. We believed it was him, and then we got a message that it wasn't. And then all of a sudden, everything just crashed. It just crashes, and you get gulfs of exhaustion wave over you and despair again." As the search continued, on February 18th, Daryl's sister Christina wrote on the Searching for Daryl Fornatura Facebook wall, "We as a family feel the need to inform all of you as best we can regarding where things stand with the search for Daryl. First, I would like to address some of the rumors and inaccurate information that we heard while searching for Daryl up and down the coast. To be clear, Daryl has no history whatsoever of mental illness. He has never been on any medication for a mental disorder. The day before his disappearance, he was normal, happy, and enjoying his vacation. The day of his disappearance, he was described as being paranoid, almost manic, and very fearful for his safety. We do not have any information that would explain this behavior, though many have pointed out the similarities in behavior with the Patrick Brown case. Due to the fact he was so fearful for his safety, we feel he may be hiding and afraid to approach people or be approached. He did not know anyone in the Dominican Republic before his trip. He does speak Spanish relatively well, though not perfectly. That is unfortunately all we know at this time. We have so many questions about what happened the day he went missing, and the authorities are working hard to find those answers. The reward is now 200,000 Dominican and 50,000 Dominican for a photo. We are asking for the photo because, as leads come in, it is very difficult to send resources all over the island to follow up. Without some concrete evidence, it could be Daryl. Please take a photo. If you think it could be Daryl, please don't let him out of your sight, and contact authorities right away. We need your help finding him. Thank you all for keeping your eyes open and your phones ready. And guys, for context, the case of Patrick Brown was a 37-year-old Canadian who ingested some kind of substance while on vacation in the Dominican the April before Daryl disappeared. After showing signs of paranoia, Patrick reportedly hid in the jungle for 6 days until he was finally found by authorities. The Fornatores continued searching with absolutely no clues coming in, and people were starting to suspect Daryl's friend Matt knew a lot more than he was letting on. Finally, on March 7th, more than a month after Daryl went missing, Matt took a meeting with Daryl's family after being vilified online. But when he and his wife met with them, they only gave vague responses to their questions. By now, the local media had taken an interest in the case and were doing a deep dive, even going to the Dominican to help search for answers. They were asking a lot of questions, but hitting a lot of dead ends, until March 16th, when Daryl's wallet was found by a local diver. It was found just off Cabaret, the same town Daryl was last seen. This was the first new lead in the case, but it only added more questions to the mystery, especially because the timing was rather suspicious. They really needed some kind of clue to turn up to put things to rest because the media presence was becoming bad for business. The wallet had almost $400 left in it, and the contents appeared to be in great condition for being submerged in salt water for so long. But the money looked odd to the people who saw the photos. It appeared to have burn marks on it, almost like the kind a bullet would make. And a lot of people came to that conclusion, with Leon Altar saying that it was just marks from being in the water for so long. Feel free to take a look yourself. I'll post photos of his wallet and its contents on my Patreon at patreon.com/thelasttrip. While no new information came from the discovery of the wallet, it did reignite the search. On April 7th, investigators traveled to Palm Beach to speak with Matt. He had told Daryl's family that he'd be happy to speak with investigators, and they had this meeting scheduled for weeks. But at the last minute, after the investigators arrived, he said his lawyer was out of town and he'd have to reschedule. It appears he never did reschedule that meeting. On May 9th, authorities and Daryl's family released the news that they had actually found his phone back in March. In February, it had been found in the back seat of the rental car that Matt returned. An employee found it and kept it for a couple days. When it wasn't claimed, he gave it to a friend who wiped it clean and then gave it to his girlfriend. When his family noticed an alert on Daryl's online account with his cell phone company saying his phone was deactivated, it allowed authorities in the DR to track it down and confiscate it. But it was basically useless because it had been completely wiped clean. The most interesting information received from the phone being found was that it was found in the back seat of the rental car. If Daryl disappeared from outside the surf shop and had his phone with him, then how did it get into the back seat of the rental car? In June, the news media that had been repeatedly going to the Dominican to follow up and look for answers found Daryl's hat in the drawer of a Dominican police officer's desk. But there is no evidence log as to where it came from, how it got there, or by whom. And then shockingly, on July 27th, 2016, just 6 months after Daryl vanished, without any new clues at all, authorities in the Dominican Republic closed the case. They labeled it a drowning and simply wiped their hands of it. Of course, Daryl's family wasn't going to accept that. There were no clues at all to say that he drowned or was even in the water, other than his wallet supposedly being found by a diver. On the one-year anniversary of Daryl's disappearance, his parents wrote on the Searching for Daryl Fornatura Facebook page, "1 year ago, our lives changed forever, only we didn't know it yet. On that relatively normal day, Daryl vanished." 2 days later, we received a call from Matt Rigby, the friend who went on vacation with Daryl, who was now back in the U.S., stating that he hadn't seen Daryl in a few days. He told us that the waves were flat, so he came home, but Daryl didn't want to cut his vacation short, so he stayed to travel the coast. That story very quickly changed through the course of the day on the 29th. There are now several versions of what happened to Daryl, and the truth is elusive. Our daughter and her husband went to the Dominican Republic for 2 weeks to search for Daryl when he went missing. They engaged the embassy and several agencies to coordinate the investigation and any search efforts. In September of 2016, they returned to the DR to engage the embassy again. They provided the embassy with information regarding the case that the embassy was not even aware of. They also met with the national police to push for additional investigation and answers. We have engaged several different private investigators over the course of the year and continue to do so. For obvious reasons, details of those efforts cannot be public. We can tell you that several private investigators have spent significant time in the DR and have pressed local authorities for answers. There are efforts in the U.S. as well with federal authorities to continue investigating all aspects of this case. They go on to say, "Our silence is in no way an indication that things are not happening regarding his case. We are constantly working to find the answers we so desperately need. We will never stop looking. We will never stop pushing. We will never stop asking questions. We will never stop trying to bring our son home."
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar plant protein bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQBars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
By now, most of you listening to this podcast are probably wondering what the heck is going on with Daryl's friend Matt. And how is he not at least being questioned? Because he's got to know more than he's telling. And he's done some pretty odd things from day one. Well, after 2 years of silence and no cooperation and many inconsistencies from Matt, Daryl's family felt the same way. They detailed their thoughts and the timeline in a Facebook post surrounding the 2 year anniversary, writing, "2 years ago today, Daryl got on a plane with his friend Matt to surf the DR. He was so excited to surf, meet girls, and party. He worked so hard and so many hours. He worked hard, loved life, and played hard. But this trip would not be like the others. He never came home. Matt did, cutting the trip short by 4 days. saying that the surf went flat, so he wanted to come home. He took Daryl's car keys, house keys, surfboard, computer, camera, GoPro, and most of his clothes. Why the hell would he do that if he actually believed he was coming back to the villa they rented? He waited 2 whole days and removed himself from the country where Daryl was before telling anyone Daryl was missing. He never contacted the embassy, never contacted us, and all he came home with was lies. How any human being can abandon a friend and then continue for 2 years lying and making a whole family and community suffer for the lies is beyond comprehension. May he suffer for it. He went missing, only no one knew he had gone missing. The only person who knew anything was his friend and travel companion, Matt Rigby. The story goes, they were walking the street in Cabaret at about 3:30 in the afternoon, and Matt went into a store to buy something. When he came out, Daryl was gone. That's it. There are witnesses that say Daryl was behaving strangely. Then there are other witnesses who say they spoke to him on the phone and he was fine. We can prove the phone call took place. Who's lying and why? The whole time Daryl and Matt are on their trip, there is no email traffic between the two. It would have been text messages or WhatsApp messages during a trip. All of a sudden, on the 27th, Matt starts emailing Daryl. Lots and lots of emails. With lots and lots of information about what Matt is doing and where he is. Very strange. What's really strange is that some of what Matt says in his emails to his buddy that he's worried about are lies. Why lie in an email to your friend about where you are and what you're doing? The lies started there, but that's not where they ended. On January 28th, 2016, Matt Rigby wakes up in the morning after his friend supposedly disappears. The original trip Daryl and Matt were scheduled for ran from January 25th to January 31st. On the morning of the 28th, Matt immediately changes his flight from the 31st to that day. He takes Daryl's keys, full key ring, which included his car keys and his home keys, his surfboard in the bag with several articles of clothing, his laptop, camera gear, and his GoPro camera, and leaves the villa they were renting. He returns the surfboard he rented and then seemingly disappears himself for 3 hours. He told us he went right to the airport. However, we know for a fact he does not get to the airport until almost 1 in the afternoon. Where did he go? He returns the rental car to the airport and then waits to fly safely back to Miami. By the morning of January 29th, Daryl was already missing for 2 days, according to Matt's final story. Matt has yet to contact Daryl's family. Instead of calling the Fornatoras first thing in the morning of the 29th, or even the 28th, or sooner, he contacts the city of Lake Park, asking them to let him into Daryl's office. The family was later contacted by the people who interacted with Matt, stating that his behavior was very strange and that his story was more strange. He claimed he needed to search Daryl's things to find the Fornatoras' phone number. However, the number is listed. And Matt had been to the Fornatoras' house before and knew where they lived. Finally, at about 9 a.m. on the 29th of January, Matt calls the Fornatoras. He tells them a story of how the surf had died and he cut his trip short, but Daryl stayed behind to travel the coast alone. Only, it has been verified the surf did not die. And how was Daryl traveling the coast with none of his belongings? By writing that in a public forum, the Fornatoras have definitely doubled down that Matt knows a lot more than what he's saying. And not only is he withholding information, but he's been lying and they want the truth. Matt has been vilified through the media and online, but he has never come forward with any more information. He has never spoken with the Fornatoras again, and he has never returned any requests for comment from the media. But he is not named as a person of interest in this case, nor has he ever been. Daryl has never been found. His disappearance is a complete mystery, but someone out there definitely knows something. Let's cover some theories in this case after a message from our sponsors.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
What happened to Daryl Fornatura? The authorities in the Dominican claimed that he drowned, but I don't agree with that for a second. I know they found his wallet in the water, but who goes into the water with their wallet? Daryl spent a lot of time in the water. He was an excellent swimmer, and he didn't even disappear in the water. So I just can't agree with the drowning theory. I absolutely think Matt knows more about this case than what he said. And I think he isn't talking because he would implicate himself in a crime, or he's scared of someone else out there. The thing is, I don't see why Matt would kill Daryl. Rather, I think either Matt or Daryl, or both of them, got caught up in something else and things went very wrong and Daryl was murdered. And that something else could have easily been drugs. Perhaps they went down to surf, but saw an easy way to make some cash and just got in over their heads. The day Daryl went with Gaspar, it could have been something to do with the drugs. They threatened him, he got scared, so the two planned to get out of town. But they found Daryl in Cabaret and kidnapped him. They told Matt to come up with the money to save Daryl, so he went back to the States the next day and got the $5,000 and brought it back with him. But it was too late and Daryl was dead. Or Daryl was killed because the guys owed money. They told Matt he was next and they knew where he lived. And that's why he didn't tell anyone Daryl was missing and got back there with the money so quickly. But why wouldn't Matt go to the police if this was the case? Maybe because a lot of people think the police are very corrupt there. In fact, a 2012 report from Amnesty International stated that the military and police are involved in 90% of organized crime cases. That includes high-level drug trafficking and contract killing. The police were really quick to close the case and say it was a drowning without any proof. Also, why and how did the police have Daryl's hat in a drawer and no one thought that was strange? That's suspicious to me. Now, why do I think Daryl's disappearance had something to do with drugs? One reason is because a forensic search of Daryl's computer determined that he Googled the term Colombian drug cartels the day he disappeared. And quite honestly, nothing Matt did seems normal to me. I would never cut a trip short and just leave a friend in another country the day after they went missing and take all their things with me and not even tell anyone the person was missing for several days. I just don't see that as being something someone completely innocent would do. But there are always other possibilities. It was known that Daryl smoked marijuana. And there are reports that marijuana cigarettes in the Dominican are sprinkled with a substance that can put you in a voodoo-like trance. If he smoked something like this, he could have been confused and gotten into the water and drowned. Although I think someone would have seen him and they would have found his body. It also could have been a pure coincidence, and he ran into some other type of foul play outside the surf shop that day that led to his disappearance. But that seems far-fetched to me. Well, this case has never been solved, and Daryl has never been found. I think if or when Matt ever speaks up, we may find out the truth. And it's been long enough. Daryl's family deserves to know the truth. This brings us to the big question. Is the Dominican safe to visit? Overall, the answer is yes. United States Travel Advisory website has the Dominican Republic at a level 2, exercise increased caution. Violent crime, including armed robbery, homicide, and sexual assault, is a concern throughout the DR. The widespread availability of weapons, the use and trade of illicit drugs, and a weak criminal justice system contributes to the high level of criminality on a broader scale. The Smart Traveler website states that crime rates are high in the Dominican, that violent crime happens in tourist areas, victims have been injured when resisting. Women are particularly at risk of aggressive sexual behavior and sexual assault. To reduce your risk of violent crime, they say not to use public transportation, avoid walking or jogging alone, especially after dark, travel with others whenever possible, especially if you're a woman, and don't leave your food or drink unattended. Never accept food, drinks, gum, or cigarettes from strangers or new acquaintances. One thing in particular is to be aware of the rise in sexual assault incidents. Reports of female tourists being drugged and raped on the resorts have risen in the past few years. For the most part, resort areas are safer compared to metropolitan areas. But even around the resorts, travelers should avoid dark, secluded places, especially if they're alone, and stay away from the beaches at night. Never resist any robbery attempts or wear expensive jewelry. One more thing to take into consideration while visiting the Dominican is drinking alcohol. Definitely drink in moderation, but also be aware of what you're drinking and where your drinks are coming from. Don't drink alone. Don't take any drinks from strangers and watch bartenders make your drinks. Before drinking from a minibar bottle, check the seal on the bottle to make sure it hasn't been opened. There is sometimes counterfeit alcohol or other risks. So if you're questioning your drink, you can actually set a small amount on fire. If it burns blue, then it indicates ethanol and is safe to drink. Methanol burns green or orange, so anything that doesn't burn blue is cause for concern. This might all sound a bit scary, but many people that live there, both locals and expats, say there's nothing to worry about, that the Dominican is really no different from anywhere else in the world. And I have a tendency to agree. I think as long as people use common sense, don't participate in illegal activities, and learn about the culture before visiting the country, you should be just fine. And as always, no matter where you're traveling, make sure you inform someone about your plans before going anywhere. Tell someone reliable where you're going and what you'll be doing and when to expect you back. And my number one tip to staying alive on vacation is to pay attention to your gut. If something doesn't feel right, it isn't. Daryl Fornatura was 45 years old when he went missing on January 27, 2016. He's 6 feet 5 inches tall, about 200 pounds, brown hair and brown eyes with a scruffy beard. He's from Florida and speaks Spanish, but not fluently. He was last seen in the town of Cabaret in the Dominican Republic. There are no solid clues in this case, but someone knows exactly what happened. His family has been searching relentlessly for him, and they deserve answers. Now is the time to come forward and help his family get the peace they deserve. If you know anything at all about Daryl Fornatura or this case, please call the American Embassy in Santo Domingo or Sergeant Rosario of the Cabaret Police Department at 809-853-9142. And finally, remember to leave a review and rate this podcast 5 stars if you like the show, or hell, even if you don't. But either way, feel free to let me know what you think. Please follow The Last Trip on Instagram at The Last Trip Crime Pod and subscribe on Patreon to support the show. You'll get extra research, videos, photos, and updates, and even learn more about my personal travels. That's patreon.com/thelasttrippodcast. I'm Jamie Beebe, bringing you your last trip and signing off until the next one. Thanks for listening. LBC.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar plant protein bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQBars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.